moment to welcome you to the Block Church Podcast. We're on a mission to revive our city one block at a time, and we hope this message encourages you today.
Well, welcome to Halftime. My name is Joey Ferjanik, and I'm the lead pastor here at the Block Church. What we're doing today is we are taking a week off from gathering corporately to give all of our incredible, amazing volunteers a rest. We try to do this twice a year, as Sharon said earlier, and we're thrilled that tonight we will be gathering for a worship night at our Northeast location. So if you're around, come bring somebody with you. Going to be an amazing night, all right? But let's dive into God's Word. I'm just going to share briefly, just for a few moments, around the thought of halftime. And when I think of halftime, the first thing that I think about is when I was in high school. I was a quarterback, actually, and I know I am not the ideal size for being a quarterback. However, had a great arm and a brilliant mind, as I still do today. I hope you believe that at home. And also, man, I just love to lead and be the general on the field. So I was playing quarterback, and the game was against one of our rivals, and it was televised. And we were not playing well. I was not playing well. And at the end of the half, I threw this pass up, kind of a desperation throw, and of course it got intercepted, and I was so mad, out of my mouth came a word that maybe you might consider a curse word or a swear word. I was so mad that my mother heard the word in the stands, and she let me know about it. The second it happened, I heard her screaming back at me on the field. And also, this was the worst part. One of my buddies on the team, he was so surprised that he heard me cursing because I was this Christian dude. He came up to me and said, "Bro, was that you? Like, what's going on?" And of course, I was a little bit embarrassed, but you know, you're in the moment of competition. And I was so frustrated that we weren't playing the way that we were supposed to be playing, and it was on TV. So we go inside and we settle down at halftime. And I'm just thinking about the principle of halftime for a moment. All hell could be breaking loose in your life. Stuff could be going wrong. You could be throwing proverbial interceptions. You could be missing the mark. You could be a bad witness. You could not be completing the promises you made to yourself or to others for 2019. And when I look at where we're at on the calendar, we are basically in the middle of the year. I mean, we're at halftime. And so what I want to do today, and what I think would be valuable to all of us, is let's stop for a moment. Let's pause for a moment. Let's go into the locker room for a moment. Let's settle down, and let's forget about what happened, and let's rest. Let's hear from God so that we can move forward and experience the best part of our year, the game, life, all that God has for us. And so I want to go to a passage of scripture that I think is like the halftime speech in the Bible. I think it's like, you know, when a team goes in and they're struggling and then that coach fires them up to go be victorious and play their best in the fourth quarter. Like, this feels like this moment. And so Jesus is getting ready to go on the cross, and he meets with his disciples. And the Bible says in Matthew chapter 26, verse 24, first part of it, it says, "For the Son of Man must die, as the scriptures declared long ago." So right there in that moment, Jesus is basically letting his disciples know, hey, it's about to happen. It's about to end. I'm about to die. What I came here to do, I'm about to get the W. I'm about to go do the thing. And then the Bible says that as they were eating, Jesus took some bread and blessed it. Then he broke it into pieces and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take this and eat it, for this is my body." I want to pause there for a second, because it kind of makes me think, like, when, if you've ever played sports and you are taking a rest, you're at halftime, sometimes you are refilling your body, sometimes you're refilling your mind, you're putting electrolytes back in yourself, you're drinking, you might be eating something, fruit, oranges, whatever it is. And like, this picture right here is God reinvigorating, Jesus putting strength back in them, going, hey, remember me, pause, stop. We've seen a lot of good things happen. Maybe you've had a great part, a good first part of your year. Or maybe it was tough, but pause right here, re-energize, refill on me. And then he says, each of you drink from it, for this is my blood, which confirms the covenant between God and his people. It is poured out as a sacrifice to forgive the sins of many. Mark my words, he says, I will not drink. I love that. Mark my words. It's emphatic. Like, I'm telling you what's going to happen. We are going to win. I am going to be victorious. You're going with me. Mark my words. I will not drink wine again until the day I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. So, I mean, he is emphatic. This is what we're about to do. I'm about to go die on the cross. I'm about to go win and be victorious, and we're going to celebrate at some point. And then the Bible says, then they sang a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives. I love that. I just get the picture of like a football team, like, you know, doing their little chant or like singing their little alma mater or doing whatever they're doing. They go, they sing a hymn, they celebrate, they get reinvigorated, and then they leave this moment. And so if Jesus rallies his troops before the big moment, before the fourth quarter, if you will. I think that maybe it would be valuable for you and I to do the same. And I put a few thoughts together here that I think would be beneficial to us as to how we can succeed for the rest of the year. Here's the first one. We've got to remember our purpose. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. So remember why you're doing what you're doing. Remember why you set the goals you set. Remember why you joined the church that you joined. Remember why you made the commitments that you made. Remember why you have decided to follow him. Remember, remember, remember. I think it's valuable for us to pause and be still and remember the emotions, remember the feelings, remember the reasons as to why we decided to do what we did. Remember our purpose. Remember our meaning. As we stop and pause long enough to remember, it might reignite some passion. Secondly, I think it's important for us to reframe our past. And I think that's important because the first and second quarter may have not gone well for you. The first part of 2019 may have been challenging, or all of your life. Maybe you get off to a good start, but then you round out that first quarter and then you just start to wane off. You don't finish things. You're not a good finisher. Well, reframe the past. You've got Christ in you, the hope of glory. You've got people around you. Reframe that thing. Your past is your past. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. The old is gone. The new is here. You've got everything you need to accomplish all you need to accomplish. You've just got to reframe the past and know that your better days are ahead of you. And I think that's part of what Jesus was doing as he was saying, remember this, you're part of me. I break bread, the wine, drink it. I'm about to do something for you. Your past, who you were, it's not who you are anymore. Let's reframe this moment. Drink with me. You are one with me. And then lastly, I think this is powerful, and I think it's important for us going forward, is we've got to release our trust. Release our trust to him. Jesus is essentially saying to these guys, look, this is it. I'm about to be done. I'm about to go do the thing. I'm about to go die on the cross. And then you're in charge. You're going to run this thing. Like you're going to start the I'm building everything on you. Like, I trust you. It's so crazy to me that God would trust us. Yet, it's so hard for us to trust him. And I think it goes both ways. Where it's like God's trusting us with resource, God's trusting us with our body, with our ability to work, to think, to move, to play. God trusts us, and he releases that trust over us. But then he says, will you have faith? And the Bible says that it's impossible to please God without faith. So sometimes we have to take risk. Sometimes we have to move. Sometimes we have to do some things that are uncomfortable that force us to trust him. We've got to release our trust. If you are going to conquer, succeed, be victorious on the second part of 2019, let's remember our purpose, let's reframe our past, and then let's release our trust to him. Get out there. Go do it. God's with you. God's got you. God's for you. Let's go win. Let's go be victorious. That is the promise we have in Jesus, is victory, and victory that is sweet. And because he died, because he bled, because he broke himself and gave himself to you, we have all we need to accomplish all he's called us to accomplish. So on this halftime, as you rest, as you pause, as you be still, let's ask ourselves a few questions. How am I doing with the goals that I've set? Am I leveraging my influence to build God's kingdom? Are there things I'm doing that I need to stop doing or start doing to get on track or to finish strong? I want all of us to process through those questions today. Let me read them one more time. How am I doing with the goals I've set out to accomplish in 2019? Am I leveraging my influence to build God's kingdom right where I'm at? And are there things that I need to stop doing or start doing to have a successful and full and blessed and favorable finish to 2019? I love you guys so much. Hope you're resting today. I hope that you're even checking out another local church or just enjoying your family. And I also hope that if you're free, come worship with us tonight. Let me pray for you, and we'll see you very soon. Father, thank you for an incredible community of people. Thank you for the best friends in the world. Thank you for teammates and relationships that make me better. God, I just pray now for the things that you put in our heart to do in 2019, the influence that you've called us to walk in. God, help us carry that out. Help us finish this. Help us win and be victorious, and we are, and we already have. We've won. We've just got to release our trust to you. So I just pray now that you would stir up the passion in all of us to be victorious, to finish well, to finish strong. Show us. And if there's anyone who's far from you, right now, meet them in their place and their space. Show them yourself. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
We'd like to take a moment to thank you for listening to the Block Church podcast. If these messages have inspired you, encouraged you, or made a difference in your life, we would love for you to subscribe, comment, or share it with a friend.